It's time now for Community Circle, circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.
Welcome to Community Circle. I am your host, Fred Rico, and today we're going to be talking to someone who helps the families of children who are having tough medical conditions for different reasons. Would you please tell us your name and who you are associated with?
Hey, I'm Megan Alfonso. I used to be Megan Pierce. I am CEO and founder of the Pierce Family Foundation. We just had our third birthday last Friday, April 14th.
Third birthday.
Yeah, we're 3 years old.
Wow. So tell me more about the Pierce Family Foundation. What do you guys do?
So the Pierce Family Foundation exists so we can provide needed financial assistance at the home. We pay for the bills. We focus on rent, mortgage, utilities, car payments, anything that's a need, then we take care of, as long as they have a child suffering from a chronic illness.
If you're a family in need.
Yeah.
And like you've been paying bills and like, you know, you got laid off, maybe hours got cut or something. You can go to the Pierce Family Foundation and show them, I guess, you give them your situation. Is there a website?
Yeah. So we have a website, and we actually, as long as the family has a child that's suffering from a chronic illness, let's say they just were diagnosed with kidney failure or they're in the hospital for a trauma, they were in a car accident. The social workers at Phoenix Children's Hospital, as well as Banner Cardins, knows about what the Pierce Family Foundation does. We've spoken to all their social workers, and they refer families to us.
Okay.
So we work closely with them. They send us our application that we have, and we just ask them to provide a pay stub as well as the most needed bill. And so we review it. We have a committee of people that look over it, and then we pay on behalf of the family the bill.
Nice. I'm sure it's really helpful to people in those situations.
Oh my gosh. I mean, we get the sweetest messages, and a lot of times the families didn't know we were there or what we could do for them. And they just start crying on the phone to us, or they just like don't know how to repay us, but they don't need to. Like, we are existing so we can like take that burden off of them.
It's so helpful for people. Like, maybe they're in transition, or maybe, you know, they were just about to get ahead and something terrible happens. And it's nice to know that there's somebody there to like help. Right?
Exactly. All of us have to pay bills every single day, you know, or at least once a month.
Right.
And it's can be a lot of, you know, struggle on us anyways. And so then to have your child or, you know, your niece or nephew sick, you know, then they have somewhere they can go. And so the family can only apply once a year to our nonprofit, to our grant. During the holidays, we do a toy drive that we invite all of our families to. We always do a back to school drive. So we really try and stay engaged and in touch with the families.
Megan, you guys are heavily invested with the Angels Around the U.S. Angels Around Us of Arizona. Angels Around the U.S. You know what I meant.
I know.
Stop laughing at me, Megan.
Sorry.
Can you tell me a little more about that program?
Well, so, you know, the Pierce Family Foundation is our main umbrella. And so that is the nonprofit. But Angels Around Us is actually the grant program. And so that's what the families applied to be a part of. And so we have 51 families right now in it. And as soon as we pay that bill, they're a part of our Angels Around Us. And so we just also recently started another program called Angel Dogs, which is where we help kids who are in need of a service dog. We financially support the very end of that amount because it is such a huge expense.
And people don't realize that service dogs, you know, it's not just a dog for a blind person anymore. It's like the kids with epilepsy need these kind
right.
of dogs, all sorts of stuff. Right?
Yeah, epilepsy, autism, diabetes, I mean, post-traumatic stress even for some children. I mean, it's crazy and it's amazing as to what the dogs can provide to these children. I had no idea when I started the foundation that the children even used a service dog, which is sort of silly because obviously service dogs, you know, are around for everybody. Right. But the amount it costs is crazy.
It's very expensive to train a dog, right? Was it like $20,000 per dog or something?
Per
like
dog, yeah. Man. 20. I mean, and now one amount just went up to even $30,000. It's like a car, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
But these dogs provide such amazing support, and they have saved a lot of the children from having to go back to the hospital. This one family we helped, who their little boy has epilepsy. They live up in Prescott. So to go to Phoenix Children's Hospital every time their child has a seizure is not only stressful on the whole family, but on the child, of course. And so since we provided a dog for this family, they haven't had to go once.
That's
except
great.
for checkups.
Fantastic. Why did the Pierce Family Foundation start? Why was it created?
I started the Pierce Family Foundation because I used to work actually for Phoenix Children's Hospital, and I saw that there was a need to focus at the home and to help. And I wanted to be able to give back and to just relieve that extra stress. I had a close friend, her nephew went through neuroblastoma cancer at 2 years old, and I've known this family since middle school, you know, and to see someone so close to me go through such a horrible disease and to watch their family have to be at the hospital for weeks on end and their whole life just turned upside down with one visit to a doctor's appointment. And so after seeing that and working at the hospital and realizing that there's not a lot of nonprofits here that help and focus on those bills, I decided to start it. And so I went to my family and I presented this idea and I started it from the ground up. I had to get my 501c3 status. I have a board and I've just been growing it ever since.
That's great.
Thank you.
That's really awesome. So you got a big upcoming event. It's the PFF third annual Runway of Hope. Tell me all about that. I know you're busy with it.
I love it. This is our third year doing it. The last 2 years has been such a success. And so this is our third year, Runway of Hope. It's on May 19th. It's at The Views, which is a restaurant right above Dolphin Aris at Odyssey in the Desert. So you literally look outside and there's dolphins swimming below.
Wow. Where is that located?
The Views or Odyssey in the Desert is right off Via de Ventura and the 101.
Okay.
So it's in Scottsdale. This year we have 8 boutiques and lines a part of it. We have a pre-dolphin show, so the dolphins are going to do a little performance before the actual fashion show starts. We have DJ Psychopat from 101.1 The Beat,
right,
laying down tracks. Wait, that sounded stupid. Sorry.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't too bad. Okay, you can just cut me saying it, that part. We have a silent auction. We're going to have 3 different boutiques doing a pop-up shop, as well as Kendra Scott. And so you can actually shop right off the runway. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, Psychopat plays great music, though.
I'm so excited to work with him. And he came and saw the location and was taking pictures out the window at the dolphins. So
yeah, he's great.
We're all excited.
If I'm that sounds kind of cool, can I just go that day? Do I have to buy tickets in advance?
You know, I would recommend buying tickets because last year we sold out. And so we're hoping for 200 people. Front row, we have 100 tickets for front row, and a good amount of those have gone already. And then we do have general admission. And so you can show up. We will not turn you away. But, you know, if you want that front row, great seat.
So the front row tickets are sold out?
No, almost. But I want you to come.
I was going to wear a fluffy pink shirt with ruffles and wear some big sunglasses.
Well, I thought maybe you could actually walk in the show if you wanted.
Yeah, I don't know what the weight capacity is in your stage. I'll give it a try. Megan, you know, you have all these great things. You guys do so much great
stuff
for charity. Where can people donate to the cause?
People can donate on our website, which is piercefamilyfoundation.com, and it's P-E-A-R, just so for no confusion. And you can also find us on Facebook as well as Instagram at PFF Arizona.
Megan, tell me, you talked about the pre-dolphin show.
Right.
If I'm sitting there, what can I expect on the runway?
Gosh, on the runway, we have both male and female models. And so we have looks from Brothers Tailors. They do all custom men's shirts. Then we have 224 Apparel and Design. It's the custom shirts that they can make anything that you want for girls or guys. They focus a lot on some college and sororities, but they're moving more into anything that you come up with, they can throw it on a shirt or even a bag. Obsessed AZ is this really cool local brand that has a lot of kind of ripped up, tops and jackets and all sorts of different unique stuff that you don't see in a lot of stores. Blush Boutique is one of our other boutique lines that is showing. I'm really excited to work with them, as well as Boutique Amore, NYDJ, which is an international line. They have a store in Fashion Square. And then we are working with Charmosa Swimwear, who is actually just on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, guys, if you like swimsuits, I got some Brazilian swimsuits walking down the runway.
This is a family show, Megan.
I'm sorry.
This is a family show, Megan.
Never mind. And then we also have a local sunglass store. Ray Glasses is going to be providing our models with shades to wear as they walk down the runway.
Nice.
I know. So it should be a lot of fun.
Megan, where are you located? Where can people find you?
people, if they want to come and visit me, they could come find me at 53rd Street in Washington. We have an office located right on Washington Street.
Okay.
Doing lots of fun stuff.
Megan, tell us a little bit about the people who come to seek your assistance. I know you work directly with social workers, you said,
right.
And stuff. Are you limited to that? Is there, you know, is there more of direct contact?
Oh my gosh, yes. So the social workers first, you know, introduce us to the family and they send us the application and they'll be like, you know, this family and give us a little bit of background. We actually just had a family apply who has a 14-year-old son. They live in Yuma and he had some kind of artery, like vein issue in his hand and had to get his left hand amputated at 14 years old and had to be airlifted over to Phoenix Children's. And so after they send us the application, I contact my committee of people that look over the, you know, form, and then they reach out to them and they kind of find out a little bit more about the story and why they're falling behind and why they need our assistance. And so after I then speak to them, I call them personally and tell them, you know, that you've been accepted to be a part of our program. And it's almost like you've won a trip, you know, or like I'm telling them this great news. And even if it's like $100 to their SRP, it is. And I mean, I feel so fortunate that the people who've supported us so far see that there's a need for this, that we can continue to say yes. Like, I can't stand when I have to be like, you know, we have to put you on a wait list, or, you know, we're going to have to get back to you next month. So the events we put on, like Runway of Hope, or we do a sporting clay tournament in October, is to help us continue to say yes to these families.
How does Runway of Hope contribute? I mean, are the people you have involved, are they donating money? Mm-hmm. Are the tickets go to the cause? How does it work?
Yeah, so we charge for tickets and everything toward at the end of the event. Like last year, we raised about $20,000. And so that is all able after expenses to go to the families. And so we can continue, you know, keeping the lights on and being able to say yes to these families. But luckily where we office, we don't have to pay rent. I pay $1 rent because it's a family office space. And
so, well, yeah, you can just help more people that way.
Exactly. Right? So we can continue to say yes. So I try and keep our expenses as low as possible. We do have sponsors that are involved and that helps us be able to raise more money because of their support, because they get more recognition throughout the event.
Megan, you talked a little bit about when you call people and you tell them that they've been accepted for the program. Can you go a little further in that? Like, it must be mm-hmm. a really big emotional high.
Gosh, it is. Like, some days I'll be having, like, a bad day or not. Like, everybody has a bad day. And so I get to call a family and tell them, hear their story. I let the mom always or dad tell me, like, what is going on, what's happening with their child. Then I get to tell them, and we're going to pay your mortgage. Like, we're going to cover $1,300 for your mortgage this month. And it's almost immediate tears. And one dad told me if he was going to have another baby, he was going to name her after me. Oh. I mean, and it's almost like I get teared up too still, because it's just something that I am so thankful that they know that there are angels out there. That's why I called the grant Angels Around Us, because there are angels that can, like us, you and me, you know, that can help these families who've been dealt a terrible card.
Megan, do you find yourself being in touch with these people afterwards, you know, and seeing how they progress? I mean,
yeah, so we reach out to them throughout the year. We continue to stay in touch with them. I ask them all, I send like at least a quarterly email to them, or I call them and text message them. Some families we become closer with just because that's just what happens. But we try and also have them out at events so that they can see, you know, some of our donors and who has supported them. I've had moms talk at the fashion show before or at our other events, and that really like hits even more home, because it's like they're becoming a part of my family and we have lunch with them. I mean, it's not just a here's your bill, I'm gonna take care of it. It's more like, welcome to my family, you can come over to Easter dinner.
For sure. And it's not just hospital bills, right? So like, because like maybe they have insurance that covers everything, but right. Dad's got to take time off work or something, right?
Exactly. No, and you know, we actually really only focus on the rent and mortgage, utilities, and then car payments. And so when I first started, I wasn't exactly sure how the bill situation would work, but I want to make sure that we're covering the bills that everyday people have to pay, you know? And so now that you have this horrible thing that's happened to your family, you can contact us and let us, you know, take that stress off you. And sometimes it's like two or three bills that we'll cover depending on where, you know, the need is. And then other times it's just one large bill that we'll cover. And then we also send the family a letter welcoming them to the Angels Around Us family, as well as a gift certificate or gift card, like to get gas or grocery card.
And it's statewide.
Yes, as long as you're being treated in Arizona and live in Arizona, you can apply for our grant.
Wow.
So we've helped families from, yeah, like Yuma, Coolidge, to even the Indian Reservation. I mean, all over. No, we assist.
No, that's awesome.
Thank you.
That's really great. What's the website one more time?
Website is PierceFamilyFoundation.com, and that's P-E-A-R-C-E.
And what can you find there?
You can find all sorts of information. You can watch videos about the families we've helped. You can learn about the events we have coming up. You can see past events we've done. I try and throw events that aren't just your typical golf tournament or gala. I try and mix it up because I know how people have the same events all the time you're invited to. So instead of a golf tournament, we do a sporting clay tournament. Maybe we could get you out there and shoot some clay targets.
I'm not allowed to touch guns anymore, Megan. There was an incident with a duck and a shotgun, and it was bad.
It's a sensitive subject.
I don't want to talk about it. Right
okay,
now.
Never mind.
Megan, tell us about your big event next month, too.
Oh my gosh, Runway of Hope, May 19th at Views, which is right at Odyssey in the Desert off 101 in Villa de Ventura. We're going to have some classic cars in the front, welcoming people to come up and take pictures by. A great silent auction with items from companies all over the valley, like workout facilities. Blue Apron is donating a whole week of meals.
Oh, wow.
Gosh, jewelry from different companies around the valley. And then we have a great fashion show with 8 different lines walking the runway, about 18 models, both men and female. So I promise you're going to see something on the runway. You're going to be like, I'm going to need to wear that over the summer. And then I'll do a little spiel up on there on stage. And we actually have a special performance too happening. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a secret? Can you say?
Well, I think I will say because I'm really excited about it. So one of our Angels Around Us families, they have a boy named Isaiah, who you might have seen even around. He wrote a rap called Oxygen to Fly, and Trap House, who's a local rapper out here, performs it. And they have gone all over the country even now and has performed it around the song that Isaiah wrote. Even though he can't speak, he still has obviously feelings and a voice.
That is all. And Isaiah's a kid who had the jaw replacement, correct?
He doesn't. He was born without a jaw, and all of his insides are flipped. So oh, wow. It's a very rare, rare disease. And I met him, gosh, like 6 years ago. And we helped pay for their family's car transmission in their truck. Like one of the first families we were able to help. And we've stayed in touch. I mean, my husband and I go to events that he hosts all over the valley. Like Isaiah's a little hustler for being, I think he's 17. And
yeah, I think I saw him on Channel 3 a couple of weeks ago, right?
Honestly, he's everywhere. And I just saw a picture. He was interviewed or some guy approached him at like a grocery store to get his autograph. And so this kid is an inspiration. And so him and Trap House are going to perform that night after the show as like, you know, just to hype people up and get them excited.
And he's giving back.
And he's giving back. And like, he has the best attitude. You know, he can't talk, but he still has feelings that he wants to share. So
he's just demonstrative in different ways, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good. Well, that's a nice thing to go see at the show.
I know. So it's like there's fashion, there's music, there's, you know, a performance, there's dolphins, there's silent auction bidding. I mean, I'm trying to really touch, you know, everyone's interest.
Right. What's the date again?
It's Friday, May 19th.
What time?
The doors open at 7 and the show will begin at 8. But you want to get there not too, like I'd say about 7:15 because the dolphins are going to perform at 7:40.
Tell me about the sponsors you have this year, Megan.
So our platinum sponsor this year is 224 Apparel and Design. They're going to be on our Step and Repeat. They have some great items they've added into the swag bag, which was kindly donated by Kendra Scott. And then we also have Casio Motors. They're going to have 2 cars right in front of the runway or right in front of the Step and Repeat, as well as their own drink that we're creating for them for the night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's in it?
I don't know. It's going to be a surprise.
Oh.
I don't know. Something good, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a good cocktail?
Right.
And then we also are working with Core. They're going to be, I think, our Snapchat filter sponsor. because you got to incorporate Snapchat these days. So we have some great, you know, companies. Crescent Crown is donating all of our beer for the event. Lagunitas is doing some beer as well. We also have the Sparkle Bar doing all of the makeup for the night of the show, as well as Gossamer Salon is doing all the hair. So
and they're donating all their time.
They're donating all their time. So it's great. So we have these two great salons coming in, doing all the hair and makeup for the models.
Who are the girls, Megan?
The girls. Well, we have some. We have models from the Young Model and Talent Agency. So, and then we also have some girls from the Face of Foothills, from Arizona Foothills Magazine's contest. And then we had a model casting call a couple weeks ago. So we needed 18 girls. Can you believe that?
That's great.
I know. So lots of girls. And then we have six guys walking in the show.
Oh. So is there anything going on before the show?
Yeah, we actually are doing a jewelry event at Kendra Scott at the Scottsdale Quarter.
When is that?
That is May 11th. So it's right before Mother's Day. So if you come in and shop between 5:30 and 8:30, you don't have to mention Pierce Family Foundation. We're going to be there, though, like hanging out, and they're providing champagne and little cupcakes. And 20% of your purchase comes back to the foundation that night.
Oh, nice. And she's just donating that.
Yeah. Kendra Scott is such a great philanthropic company that we have here, that they're just allowing us to come in, put on this little event, and then they're giving back. So it will be a fun day. And if you need to shop for Mother's Day, hint, hint,
right.
You can come in and, you know, get a piece of jewelry or one for yourself and hang out and meet us. And we'll be there, you know, talking about the foundation.
Megan Alfonso, formerly known as Megan Pierce, with the Pierce Family Foundation, formerly known like your prince.
I know, right?
tell us where we can find you. Social media, website again.
Please look for us on Instagram and Twitter at PFF Arizona. And then you can find us on Facebook, Pierce Family Foundation, as well as online, piercefamilyfoundation.com. Send us a message. You know, if you want to get involved, you can come volunteer an event. We have a lot of cool things that happen at the Pierce Family Foundation.
You heard her. So please go online and visit the Pierce Family Foundation for more information on how to help them and help the families of sick children across the valley, across the state, actually. Thank you very much, Megan.
Thanks for having me.
Circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.